We have zero resources.
The scenario is three giant tanks contain nearly 5 million gallons of jet fuel. Tank one is on fire. Call goes out at 9 o'clock. Sacramento County Airport Fire Department Captain Chris Cromwell says the priorities for such an event are already established.
First thing we do is we go inside and make sure that everyone's accounted for, basically. All employees are out of harm's way. We basically want to wait till all of our foam and all of our resources are on scene before we switch over to an off.
As the airport fire trucks shoot water on Tank 2 to keep it cool, the department waits for help from regional departments. When West Sacramento Division Chief Eric Edgar arrives, he coordinates the connection of different trucks from departments who have different sized equipment.
And, Metro has 3x6, Rockland has 3x3, and you guys just have...
The plan with the fuel fire is to let enough of the jet fuel burn off to make room for the 3,000 gallons of water and foam that are needed to put the fire out. Chief Edgar says the attack will take an hour to succeed once the foam first hits the fire.
You got a full surface fire and you're trying to get that foam on it, and then the next 20 minutes it starts spreading, and then hopefully it's extinguished, and in the next 20 minutes it's just reinforcing that blanket because you got a real hot edge.
Yeah.
And it wants to reignite.
And after it's over, it's time to review. Sacramento City Fire Battalion Chief Rusty Van Vuren says there's always something to be learned.
Just the overwhelming number of 911 calls that were coming into the regional dispatch center just at the time we were trying to dispatch this drill. Each of us needs to make improvements or make adjustments.
The departments within the region hold the drill like this at least once a year. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.